Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Christine.
And at a recent time when you were here, we talked a little bit about human trafficking, and I said I wanted to talk a little bit about it again because people hear about it, and I don't think they realize it is everywhere. It is as insidious as it is, because you know, you don't have a lot of the or at least publicly, as many places where you used to see people that were involved in that, maybe on a street corner looking to do business. This has gone to the internet, and this has gone much more underground, and it seems to me, just speaking anecdotally, seems to have exploded.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly one of the fastest growing enterprises, criminal enterprises that's going on in the United States. And this month, January of this month, this is the Human Trafficking Awareness Month, which is why I'm glad I'm able to come on today and talk a little bit about it. But, you know, we've been dealing with human trafficking issues and commercial sexual exploitation of children issues for quite a period of time now, doing trainings and teaching law enforcement and teaching other people and teachers in schools and things such as that what to look for. And we were very fortunate as we continue to try to go out into and apply for grants. We were fortunate to get a grant recently, which we're going to be able to base a task force out of, us and Health Imperatives, which is a nonprofit community-based organization in Brockton that addresses health and safety needs. Really what our goal, I think, is going to be with this is to obviously continue to aggressively prosecute people who are committing these crimes, but at the same time trying to get help for the individuals who are dealing with the trauma of this. You know, the young kids, the kids who are being exploited, the people who are being, you know, sold into sexual slavery, the people who, it's tit for tat. You owe me money for this. You owe me money for that. I brought you from here for that, and you have to work off money that you owe. That's unfortunately going on, not just here in Plymouth County, not just here in Massachusetts, but across America and the world.
And don't you think, so that kind of dispels that myth that people who are in that, the life or that business are there all voluntarily. That's not,
yeah,
really
that's
not true.
That's absolutely not true. You're dealing, many times you're dealing with young kids, and kids who are trying to get maybe out of one bad situation. Maybe it's a bad home life. Maybe they've run away. They have nowhere to go, and they meet these individuals on the streets, or they meet them on the internet, or they meet them somewhere, and before you know it, they are being exploited, and they're in a very dangerous lifestyle. So, you know, what can we do to try to make sure we can try to help those people? So through these grants, ourselves and Health Imperatives, we've gotten $1.5 million grant for over 3 years, and we're going to once again continue to put together a law enforcement subcommittee so we can continue to exchange information with, you know, federal, state, and local authorities regarding our communities here in Plymouth County. We're also going to continue to work and trying to get the services that these people need. And because, you know, if you don't stop cycles of domestic violence, if you don't stop cycles of child abuse, it's going to unfortunately potentially repeat. We have to do that. And that's why I'm really happy that we're able to get this grant. You know, over the years, we've gotten millions of dollars of federal grants into our county through either Project Safe Neighborhood, Weed and Seed, Project Safe Childhood, and now through the human trafficking awareness thing, I think we're going to be able to make some good steps.
Now, what about, would you have a specific prosecutor that works on cases just like that? Is that a real specialty within your office?
It's turning into that. We're going to have an executive director who's going to be assigned to that portion of our office. We're going to have a prosecutor assigned and paid for out of the grant. We're going to continue to work and try to get the information, the intel that we need, the computers and information that we need to do that, to continue to work and try to break the codes that are out there and try to see what we can do to, once again, break down these organizations and help the people who are caught in the middle of it through, really, most times through no fault of their own. So we have a responsibility to do that.
When you say organizations, so it's not just individual people, you know, again, I'm thinking about what you see on TV or the movies. It's not somebody who's got a stable of young women. You say, are there organizations? Is there organized crime behind something like this?
Well, I wouldn't go as far to say organized crime, but there are definitely organized groups of individuals who are trafficking in people and are bringing people here who are being then abused and exploited through the system. So yes, I think it goes from an individual to a group of individuals to organizations. I think they're all different, but they're all, you know, equally they're all equally something we have to fight, and that's what we'll do.
If somebody is listening to this and is involved in that life and wants to get out of it or wants to tell you about some person or persons that are forcing someone into this, what can they do?
They can go on our website, plymouthda.com. That's plymouthda.com, or they can call our office at 508-584-8120. We're here to help you. We're not here to hurt you. We're not here to prosecute you. We're trying to get you out of a bad situation and maybe save not just yourself, but maybe other people that you may know that also that may be in it.
Thank you very much. That's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. We'll be back.